Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechet Pesachim, Perik Dalid. Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Kol Melacha, Shehischuba Koidim Larba Asar, anywhere, Kol Melacha. Shehischuba, where one started the Melacha, Koidim Larba Asar, before the 14th, Goimri Larba Asar, so he can finish it on Erev Pesach. The Batanur explains the Mishnah this way. A person was doing Melacha which he needed for Yom Tov, it was a Tzarech HaMayit. He started before the 14th, you can finish it on the 14th. And this is even in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha. However, if the malacha that he's doing, the work that he's doing, isn't for Yom Tov, so can you do it Erev Pesach in the morning until Chatzayis? Well, that depends already. In a makom where the minhag is to do malacha, you can do it. In a makom where the minhag is not to, you can't. And when we say you can't, that means even if you started before, all you have to do is finish up. So again, Rabbi Meir Eimel, Kol Malacha Shehischul Ba Koidim Larba Asar. We're dealing with a malacha that is for the purpose of Yom Tov, and you started before the 14th, Goyim Reba Arba Asar, you can finish it on Erev Pesach, even in a place where the minhag is not to do work. Avol Lo Yaschul Ba Batchila Barba Asar. Avol But Lo Yaschul Ba, you can't start Batchila. You can't begin it to start with Barba Asar. In a place where the minhag is not to do malacha. Even though you can finish it before Chatzais. No, I'm sorry. This is a place where the minhag is not to do malacha. And if you didn't start from before, you can't even finish it off in the morning. The Chachamim say, Shalash umani oisin malacha v'avri psachim. There are three people who do these types of crafts that can do their malacha Erev Pesach at Chatzais. And this would be anywhere. Why? What's special about these three things? Well, let's first see what they are, and then we'll explain. Hachayotim, the tailors. The asaparim, and the barbers. The akayvsin, and the people that do laundry. What's special about these three things is that there's a heter to do it on Chol HaMoed. In regard to the tailor, the halacha is that if you're not a professional tailor, you can sew normally on Chol HaMoed. So Memela, on Erev Pesach, which is even a little bit more lenient than Chol HaMoed, we're saying even the professional can do it. What about the barbers and the people that do laundry? Well, normally there's a halacha, you can't take a haircut at Chol HaMoed. That's because you're supposed to take it before Yom Tov, L'Kavod Yom Tov. Same is true for doing laundry, you're supposed to do it before Yom Tov. However, suppose a person arrived on a ship, Memedinas Hayam, what should he do? The ship arrived at Chol HaMoed. Or someone who was released from prison on Chol HaMoed. You can't have a taina, well, why didn't you do it L'Kavod Yom Tov? He would have loved to have done it L'Kavod Yom Tov. He couldn't. So for these people, there's a heter. They can take haircuts. They can do laundry on Chol HaMoed. So once, there's even an angle of heter, a tzad heter on Chol HaMoed. So we say on Erev Pesach, which is more lenient than Chol HaMoed, it's mutter for everybody. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, add one more to the list, Af Haratzanim, even the shoemakers. Where's the tzad heter for shoemakers in Chol HaMoed? Well, a lot of times the people that were oil regel, they had to fix their shoes in Chol HaMoed. So why b'zai, on Erev Pesach, let's allow for the shoemaker to make shoes. Now the Chachamim say, no, here you can't compare the two. There's a difference between making shoes and fixing shoes. True, the early regalim fixed their shoes, but you can't learn from there that shoemakers should be allowed to start making shoes on Erev Pesach. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says, this is how the Batanura and many Rishonim learn Shana Rabbi Meir. If you're doing a malacha that is for the purpose of Yom Tov, and you started it before the 14th, you can finish it on the 14th, up until Chatzais, even in a place where the minig is not to do malacha. But if it's a malacha which isn't for the purpose of Yom Tov, so if it's a makim where the minig is to do it, you can do it. But if it's a place where the minig is not to do malacha, then even if all you have to do is just finish up, you started before the 14th, you can't do it. We learned that the Chachamim say, in all places, the following three can do their malacha. Tailors, barbers, and launderers. Why? Wherever you have somewhat of a heter in Chol HaMoed, we can say on Erev Pesach, which is easier than Chol HaMoed, we can extend that heter. We can make the heter even a little bit more. So tailors, as far as tailoring is concerned, the halacha is as follows. An expert tailor can't sew normally in Chol HaMoed. But you or I don't know about you, but I'm not an expert tailor. So I'm allowed to sew in a normal way in Chol HaMoed. So on Erev Pesach, we say even the expert can do so. In regard to the haircuts and doing laundry, even though normally you're not supposed to do it in Chol HaMoed, because we want you to do it before Yom Tov, L'Kavod Yom Tov, but what if someone showed up in Medina Siam, what should he do? His ship showed up in Chol HaMoed. He would have loved for his ship to arrive Erev Yom Tov. Or this person was released from prison. Obviously, he would have loved to have been released from prison before Yom Tov, but this is when he was released. He was released in Chol HaMoed. He is allowed to take a haircut and do his laundry. So being that you have a Tzad Heter in Chol HaMoed, and Erev Pesach is more lenient than Chol HaMoed, so we extend that Heter that it could be done to start with. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, same is true for a shoemaker. Because in Chol HaMoed, we find that they were able to fix the shoes of the early Regalim. The Chachamim disagree. They say, can't compare fixing shoes to making shoes to start with.